This is VOA News. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green. Experts commissioned by the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe say they have found clear patterns of violations of international humanitarian law by Russian forces in Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Their report finds that the mission found clear evidence of IHL violations by the Russian forces in their conduct of hostilities, adding that if they had respected their obligations in terms of distinction, proportionality, and precautions in attack, the number of civilians killed or injured would have remained much lower. If that had been the case, they added, far fewer residential buildings, schools and other facilities would have been damaged or destroyed. The report explains Russia had told the mission it considered the mechanism under which the experts were appointed largely outdated and redundant and declined to appoint a liaison person. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says he's sincerely thankful to the U.S. for a new round of $800 million in military assistance. In his daily late-night address to the nation, Zelensky also said he was thankful for Wednesday's visit by the presidents of Poland, Estonia, Lithuania, and Latvia. He said those leaders have helped us from the first day, those who did not hesitate to give us weapons, those who did not doubt whether to impose sanctions. In his telephone conversation with U.S. President Joe Biden, Zelensky said they discussed the new weapons shipment, even tougher sanctions against Russia, and efforts to bring justice to those Russian soldiers who committed war crimes in Ukraine. Zelensky also said work was continuing to clear tens of thousands of unexploded shells, mines, and tripwires that were left behind in northern Ukraine by the retreating Russians. He urged those returning to their homes in those towns to be wary of any unfamiliar object and report it to the police. This is VOA News. A man accused of shooting 10 people at a Brooklyn subway station in New York has been arrested. The AP's Ed Donahue reports.
A day after the shooting, Mayor Eric Adams declared,
"We got him."
Him is Frank James. Chief of Detectives James Essig says he was taken into custody in Manhattan based on a tip.
NYPD patrol officers from the 9th Precinct responded to St. Mark's and First Avenue, where they apprehended him without incident.
In recent months, James railed in online videos about racism, mental health, and violence. Brooklyn U.S. Attorney Breon Pease pointed out one federal charge against James,
which prohibits terrorist and other violent attacks against mass transportation systems.
Pease says there are no signs James was tied to any terror organization. The motive for the attack remains unclear. I'm Ed Donahue.
South African President Cyril Ramaphosa pledged Wednesday to help the victims of devastating East Coast floods as the death toll roll in that country rose to 259 from heavy rains that washed out roads and disrupted shippings in one of Africa's busiest ports. Ramaphosa visited families who had lost loved ones after floods and mudslides ravaged their homes on Tuesday. Africa's southeastern coast is on the front line of seaborne weather systems that scientists believe global warming is making nastier and predict things will get far worse in decades to come. And the United States on Wednesday congratulated Shahbaz Sharif on becoming Pakistan's new prime minister following the ouster of his predecessor in a parliamentary no-confidence vote. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Pakistan had been an important partner on wide-ranging mutual interests for nearly 75 years. Blinken's statement appeared to signal a desire to repair ties damaged by former Prime Minister Imran Khan's harsh anti-U.S. rhetoric and his unproven charges that Washington engineered his dismissal. Repeating our top story, experts commissioned by the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe say they have found clear patterns of violations of international humanitarian law by Russian forces in Ukraine. And Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he's sincerely thankful to the United States for a new round of $800 million in military assistance. You can find more on these stories and all the stories we're covering on our website, voanews.com. Reporting via remote, I'm Richard Green for VOA News.